Welcome to Pirate Radio Chicago. I'm Matt.
And I'm Don.
Get off of Facebook, Don.
I am. Shut the fuck up.
I'm glad you got a new laptop. It's about time.
Yeah, it was like long overdue.
And all you're doing is freaking Facebook.
And watch porn.
And Facebook.
And porn.
And mainly Facebook.
And more porn.
Facebook. So what's been up? What's new?
You know, we had an election.
Did the person you voted for win?
Yes.
Did you vote?
Yes.
Early voting?
I did, actually.
You waited in line for early vote?
No, I actually early voted in October.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Fuck that line bullshit.
When I voted on election day, it wasn't that bad. I walked in, walked out. Beats the 2-hour wait limit that they told me about.
When my parents went to vote, they waited about 3.5 hours in line.
Yeah, I can't really do that. I don't have the patience.
I would be like entirely pissed. That's why I registered for early voting.
Yeah, it is what it is. But Obama's president again. A lot of people are happy. Some people aren't. What bringing up the election and stuff like that, you heard what Romney did?
No, what did he do?
After Obama was announced the next president, mm-hmm. He canceled his staff members, his staff campaign's credit cards.
Wow.
Left them stranded.
Wow.
Yeah, talk about a sore loser.
What a dick.
Yeah, but you sort of saw that coming. Like, he seemed like a dick.
Do you hear what Papa John's is doing now?
What's that?
The owner of Papa John's is, he said he's going to basically make all his employees part-time and get rid of all his part-time employees so he can avoid, so he doesn't have to pay that much for medical.
Well, from Obamacare and all that stuff.
Yeah, which apparently is like, we need an additional $8 million for Obamacare. And what was funny about that is, that was going on today when I was in the car, listening to radio, like, it's free pizza day at Papa John's. Motherfucker, this is where you can get your money from. Don't fucking do this shit.
Yeah. That's horrible. But, yeah, like, a lot of people are affected by it. A lot of people, some people aren't happy. But it is what it is, right?
And so, yeah, there's been a lot of, like, news going on the past 2 weeks.
Now there's actually a new Facebook thing too. Watching dude, you're picking up the bag.
Stop moving. I apologize, people. Sorry.
Go ahead, grab a hostess.
I will.
That's our next segment, by the way.
That's why I was grabbing it. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Anyways.
So.
Yeah, like there's actually a Facebook page where you could actually see. I think it's called Romney Falling or something like that, and you could watch his Facebook likes go down. And it goes down drastically, like, really bad.
That's awesome. Matt, get your phone away from the mic.
Hey.
Da-da, love, love, da-da.
Anyways, yeah, like, you can watch his Facebook filing fall and stuff like that. It's really crazy.
And so?
Go on to our...
Our next topic is did you hear the news on Friday? It's going to be engraved in my head forever. Friday, November 16th, 2012.
Hostess decided to close their doors. That means all the Twinkies and all the...
Ho-hos and ding-dongs.
Zingers. Snowballs. Susie Q, snowballs. Cupcakes.
Hostess is a very dirty company.
Yeah.
And so... It's, yeah, they're shutting down production, which is very sad, because I love Hostess food.
A lot of us grew up on Hostess. We actually have a Hostess store in it. Not, well, it's not a neighborhood, but it's not far. I remember dragging my wife and kid to it, and we ended up buying a lot of shit from there. It's pretty pricey, but they have everything Hostess, so it's like, you'll find something good. Like, there's a lot of many other products Hostess carry that they do not have in stores. But yeah, they don't do Hostess cupcakes or Twinkies anymore. So, which brings up my interest on, is anybody selling Twinkies on eBay right now?
I'm pretty sure they are. Like, it wouldn't surprise me right now that if they were like, massively selling Twinkies out the asses.
One box of 10 Hostess Twinkies are going for $42. It has 11 bids and it's under a minute left.
That's pretty fucking...
That is insane. Hostess Twinkies, one box of 10, they're selling it for $80. Next one's $30 for, and it's up to 25 bids.
That's nuts.
Reminds me of fucking Tallahassee's.
Yeah.
In Zombieland, where he's dying for a Twinkie. Holy shit.
That was yesterday. Me and my family were doing a Twinkie run, trying to find what stores would have it, have any Twinkies left.
Is it because of that? Like, you can make a quick buck.
Yeah. And so, every store we went to yesterday was out of Twinkies, and then we ended up going to like Walmart was like our last stop, and then when we got there, they were out of Twinkies, and then they had like the generic Walmart brand Twinkies. And then my mom's like, "Well, Angel, this is gonna..." My Angel, who's my stepdad, she goes, "Well, this is gonna have to do for you."
And he had a sad face in the picture.
Pretty much, yeah. He was like, "What the fuck?"
A little depressed.
It was the funniest thing ever. But yeah, I mean, what was your favorite Hostess snack growing up?
I had a lot of them. Like, we always gotten like the regular. Like the cupcakes and Suzy Q's and stuff. Like, and Twinkies. But that's insane.
Mine was always the raspberry zingers.
Raspberry Zingers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you... Oh, yeah, our corner store had some. So we ended up stocking up and we're snacking down on fucking Hostess right now.
So basically the both of us will be in diabetic comas by the time the show is done with. Just in case you guys were wondering.
Yes. If it isn't the Red Bull or
the Monster. Or the Monster Energy drinks, it's going to be the fucking ho-hos, ding-dongs, and snowballs. But, yeah, mine was always raspberry zingers. I always thought, like, the zingers were, like, the better... It was, like, the premium Twinkie.
Man, someone posted yesterday, like, Twinkie's, like, gold now, and they weren't that far off.
Imagine, $44 for a box of Twinkies. Imagine, Matt, if we went to the Hostess store right now, bought 16 boxes.
Put them on eBay, starting at $10 each, and we'll probably make a profit.
That's fucking nuts. After the show, we're going to do that, Matt.
No, I'm good.
Pussy. But yeah, it's nuts to think about that.
It is. It's insane. But they're so good. I mean, yeah. It's crazy that you're going to end up losing, like, this treat. And I wasn't a regular Hostess buyer, but when I was at the corner store and my kids wanted candy, I would always get something from the Hostess section. Because I'm not too much into candy bars or anything like that. So.
I remember when I was a kid, I'm talking with my mouth full, sorry people. I'm maxing down on Hostess. But as a kid, I used to go to school in the morning, and every morning, like, my grandma would give me a dollar. My grandma would give me a dollar. At the time, Zingers cost 25 cents, which is showing my age.
And it's crazy, because, like, they were, like, a dollar something at this corner store. And I thought that was a little pricey, but it's probably going to be the last time we're going to enjoy these.
Yeah. Which is showing my age, too, and so I would go there. I would buy a packet of Zingers, and then play Mortal Kombat. That was my everyday. And your daughter has a.
That's all you.
Yeah, and I don't think so. I'm good. Oh.
Someone tagged my daughter with one of the price tags off of the Hostess, and posted it on Facebook.
That's pretty funny.
It's horrible. That's her birthday though too.
It's why I'm saying it's pretty funny. But, yeah, back to what we're saying. So, I would, you know, use my dollar, buy a pack of Zingers, and then spend the rest of my money on Mortal Kombat while eating the Zingers. And then my grandma would ask me, like, I would come back from school, like, still hungry. And then my grandma was like, "Well, what did you do with your dollar?" "Nothing."
That's crazy, though. Who would pay that much for Twinkies?
I would. And again, I'm a fat ass, so. But, yeah. Let's get into some music real quick.
You want to do some music?
Let's do some music.
Who do you want to listen to?
Surprise me.
Surprise you?
Yeah, surprise. Surprise. Let's surprise our audience.
Okay, let's do this. Welcome back to Pirate Radio. That was the Hemmingbirds' Old Fire, in spirit of our old Twinkies. Wow. That we just found out that are going pretty big on eBay. So if you go to come across a store that still has any, eBay them. One guy's selling like five boxes for like $510, and it's like 51 bids. So everybody's looking these for these golden sponges.
That's fucking nuts. Like, I'm still in shock at just seeing.
I think you're making stuff up because you're like stuck into your laptop.
No, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about, Matthew.
As I got my singers and your monsters blocking the microphone. So,
good job, Matt.
Let's jump into our next topic. Black Friday. Awkward.
Say great minds think alike, Matt, but what the fuck?
Are you gonna shop Black Friday?
I do work on Black Friday. However, I don't work at a retail company, so... Which is the first time.
What time do you normally start work? Because you're on, like, a day to... You're on the same schedule every day, right? A set schedule?
Yeah, I have a set schedule every day. I have a set schedule every day, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be leaving early.
Because stores are opening up at, like, midnight now.
Forget about that. H.H. Gregg, or as I like to refer to as H.H. Auschwitz, because it's just so, like, dead.
Yeah.
Is opening up at 10 p.m. Thanksgiving night.
I think Walmart's doing 8 p.m. Thanksgiving night.
That's fucking nuts. Like, where does the family time come in for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, apparently these big corporations are sort of taking it away from them.
It's like, it's bad enough that people are pushing Christmas more and more onto us every year.
And like, and the worst part is in like 3 years, we're going to probably be working Thanksgiving too. Us in the retail standpoint.
Yeah. So I'm glad I'm out of retail.
Because I work in a retail place and we open at midnight, and a lot of our friends start at like 10.
So, that sucks.
Yeah, and lucky for me, I got a 12-hour shift, but it's 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., so fuck those guys.
That sucks. That sucks, but then for you, you don't give a fuck, really. It's like,
I'll be able to sleep for a good 7 hours before I have to get up and go to work.
Are you going to use your brother's car that day, or?
Why are we talking about that on air?
Good point. Let's backtrack.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. So, anyways. No, my mom's going to drive me to work.
You mama's boy, you.
Anyways, yeah.
But, yeah. So, I'm kind of glad I'm not working Black Friday this year at a retail company. Just because...
Are you off that day, Black Friday?
No, I still work. I mean, I just... Like, I can start whenever I want. I can leave whenever I want. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they don't really expect there to be any sort of, like, kind of business-as-usual vibe on Black Friday.
Yeah. Well, are you guys having Black Friday deals?
No.
Are you guys going to do Cyber Monday?
No, I mean, you got to keep in mind, like, I work for an e-commerce site, and, I mean, I don't really work with, like, you know, just general people buying shit. I work with, like, government agencies, so it's a bit different for me.
Like schools or police stations
and yeah. stuff. Yeah. So there's no real such thing as, like, a Black Friday or Cyber Monday for me.
Oh. Cyber Monday is a day where all the internet online stores have good sales. Like CircuitCity.com.
Does that still exist?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
I don't believe you. I'm going to check this out right now. That the shut down.
As I eat my zinger and you search the internet for CircuitCity.com.
Holy shit, you're fucking right.
I tell you. It's an internet store now. It's owned by
Tiger Direct.
Yeah, Tiger Direct.
That's nuts. Didn't Tiger Direct also buy a CompUSA?
Yep.
So.
Tiger Direct is bringing in the big bucks. We actually have a Tiger Direct in the city, too.
We do.
Thing is, it looks like a fucking, like, thrift store.
I have a friend who works there.
I have an old manager that still works there.
I have a friend who works there. I mean, he likes it. He doesn't complain. But it's definitely like, okay, so, Chicagoans who know this north side pretty well. Like, you know, we have the Bucktown, Wicker Park area, / Logan Square area. And then you have this one strip of Elston that I keep forgetting what the hell they call it, like...
I don't know, but they're coming up over the years. Ever since they opened up, like, that Best Buy, other businesses were popping up.
Yeah. Like, once you go... if you go down Elston, like, you can find so many different technology stores just driving down there.
Yeah, it used to be just a Target and something else.
Micro
and then,
Center.
Then they started opening, like, that little shopping area. Well, Micro Center and that shopping area has been there forever. But if you go further north, you get another, like, shopping center with food places and home goods and stuff like that.
So it's you know, changed a lot over the years.
It's coming along.
Which is weird because, like, you would think there would be an Elston bus.
Yeah.
Considering how much, like, shit there is on Elston. I'm going to petition that.
I would say that was an irrelevant conversation, but it works.
Whatever.
Works on our radio show. Let's jump into another song.
So let's do our Rest in Peace band for the week.
Who do you want to do?
Who do I want to do? I love want to do a lot of people. But
number one's your mom, because you're on her Facebook page.
You're a dick.
Who goes checks their mom's Facebook page? God.
Well, when your mom flies out, you want to see if she's, like, you know, made it okay. She's like, oh, let me see. She checked in at the airport yet.
Why don't you just text her and say, let me know when you make it?
Because she never replies back to my text messages.
So you're stalking your mom.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me explain some things about my mom, just so we can get everything cleared up the air.
We all know you're a mama's boy.
No, I'm not. Just so everything's clear and crystal clear. So, my mom has a habit of never reading any of her text messages. And then, if you text her, like, this happened fairly recently. She went to the hospital. And then, it was, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, hey, mom. Where are you at? And she's like, didn't you read my Facebook status? I'm in the hospital.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And so, just to clarify, like, my mom probably uses Facebook more than anybody I know. Which is nuts, because, like, literally everything is Facebook. Facebook, 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 and she's now getting to Twitter.
That's a brand new world.
It is. And, like, she doesn't use Instagram. She's kind of, like, turned off by Instagram. But it's nuts, like, with her. Like, there's no... way around it. But anyways, let's get back to our Rest in Peace band of the week. So
the band that we're going to listen to is called The Blink Theory. We'll fill you in on some history after the song plays. Should we do the popular song, or should we do the second? Like,
no, we're going to do the one from that one soundtrack.
Okay.
Alright.
There you go. The Blink Theory, the song's called Middle of Nowhere. That was the Blink Theory. The song was called Middle of Nowhere. A little back history of Blink Theory. They were a Chicago local. They have two independent releases, which was Hard and Indie Rock. They moved more toward metal when writing their third release. Upon signing to New Line Records, they teamed up with Adam Schlesinger. Ivy, who did Ivy and Fountains of Wayne, you know, the band that did Stacey's Mom. And James Iha, who did the Smashing Pumpkins and a Perfect Circle, for the production of their CD, Beyond the Calm of the Corridor, which is the CD that this song is from. They ended up getting the songs, this song that we were just listening to, Middle of Nowhere, on Freddy vs. Jason soundtrack and in Final Destination 2. If you can't remember, it was at the beginning of Final Destination 2 where they had the crazy car accident. One of the drivers was blasting this song, and he was like one of those hotheads racers.
I don't remember Freddy vs. Jason, though.
I don't think it was played during the movie. I think it was just on the soundtrack.
Gotcha.
And then they had a song called Sour Times, which was in the movie trailer of Wicker Park, which is a movie filmed in Chicago in the Wicker Park area, based on that dude named Matt falls in love with a girl named Lisa, and she ended up not being who she says she was. Good movie.
Didn't you grow up in Wicker, and didn't you date a...
Yeah, it's a life story. The band ended up breaking up. What they are doing now, they are now part of a band called Medina Lake, which is a good band. Sounds similar, maybe a little lighter. They're up to like two CDs now, maybe three. I can't remember off the top of my head. I gotta look that up, though.
Oh, dead air, dead air. Everybody's dead air.
Four cities. Well, you could be talking instead of on fucking eBay looking at prices of more Twinkies.
I can't help it.
What is the most expensive Twinkie did you find so far?
So far, with one bid on this, is $5,000 for one Twinkie.
That's not bad. $5,000?
For a Twinkie.
For a Twinkie, yeah.
A Twinkie.
Must be one hell of a Twinkie.
You know, this gets me thinking, what's going to happen with fried Twinkies?
They're going to become either cheaper or non-existent.
That hurts me inside.
They're going to use cheap Twinkies.
That's very saddening to think of.
They did
five... I don't think I want to live in this world anymore, Matt.
They did five CDs. That's unbelievable.
Medina Lake?
Yeah, Medina Lake. I have the first two, but I've never heard of the last ones.
You know what's weird? Like, and I'm probably going to piss some people off because I know a lot of people like Medina Lake, but I'm not a big fan of Medina Lake. I like the Blink Theory, but I don't like Medina Lake.
I have a picture with these guys on our website, too, under About Us. They were pretty cool. I ended up seeing them at an Escape from Earth show, Escape from Earth was the band we played last week. And they were doing, like, the lights and stuff. It was pretty cool. But, yeah.
As we digress, yes. So, have you been watching any good TV lately, dude?
Breaking Bad.
It's a great show.
I became addicted to Breaking Bad. Hardcore. Like
a meth addict hardcore?
Which is what the show is about. Dude tries to sell meth to pay off his cancer bills. Show's amazing. Like, I got so heavily addicted. Like, and it's heavily addicted. And
he's thinking of Heavenly Bodies right now, actually.
So I ended up watching the first few episodes. It sort of didn't catch me, and then I got into this one episode where he blows up some shit, and I was like, wow, this is really fucked up. Which I should cut you into that scene so you could fall into it even more.
Yeah. You started getting me into it, and then there's a show I've been dying to watch and it finally came out on Netflix.
What's that?
It's called Todd and the Book of Pure Evil.
It's on Netflix now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so I've been, like, addicted to it for, like, I literally probably spent about a good day and a half just watching it. Just because I was like, I don't want to stop watching it. And then, it kind of sucks because the show got canceled. The show got canceled, and for those who don't know what Todd and the Book of Pure Evil is, I highly recommend getting Netflix and watching it. It is a show, it's a comedy about a kid who finds this book called The Book of Pure Evil, hence the name of the show.
It starts turning into the weird kids into monsters and stuff.
Yeah, basically, like, if you repeat the things in the book, like, it's kind of like, you know, it makes your wish come true, but there's consequences to whatever you wish for.
Like, I would imagine with, like, real genies and stuff.
And so, it's really real, it's a real, real metal show, too, so that's why I like it. Because I'm there watching it, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, this is so awesome. And then this kid, Todd, he's the first one to find the book, and forever. And everyone believes he's what's called the pure evil one, who's going to bring upon the apocalypse. So he has to struggle with that. And it's a really, really funny show. And it has a lot of, like, you know, cliffhanger moments, too. Like, at the end of season 2 was a cliffhanger moment. So it inspired me a bit to start up a Facebook page to, you know, try to bring it back.
A fan page?
Yeah.
You know, if we play the Powerball tonight, which I think it's at like a $200 million jackpot, we could buy the most expensive Twinkie and probably produce that TV show. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But winning the lottery is like once in like...
I have a better shot at getting herpes.
Which you already had, but that's okay.
It's true. This is very true.
Is it very true? Did you really have herpes? I just made that shit up.
No, it's not true at all. It's not true at all. If I did, you would be the first person to know.
Bitches tend to fall for you on the show. You don't want them to think you have actual herpes.
If I had herpes, I'd let you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like every other guy, right?
Yeah, like every other guy. Like, Matt, you might want to get your asshole checked out. Oh.
Fuck you.
So, anything good going on this weekend for you?
My plans for... I work the crazy hours, so I pretty much don't have much to do.
Yeah. See, with me, Sunday, November 19th, I think it is? Or is that the 18th? 18th.
Isn't that tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Okay, why don't you just say tomorrow?
I could.
This show normally posts on the same day.
This is very true. But yeah, Sunday, November 18th, aka tomorrow. If you're free, if anyone's free, I'll be at Beauty Bar, which is on Chicago and Ashland-ish area. You could just look it up at beautybar.com. Beautybar.com.
Spell it.
B-E-A-U-T-Y?
Beauty Bar.
Whatever.
Beauty Bar?
Beauty Bar. Beauty Bar. From after 9 o'clock tomorrow night. It's basically 50 cent 312 beers and free pizza from our homeboys at Pie Eye Pizzeria.
That's pretty cool.
So, it's definitely worth checking out. If anything, just for the pizza, and I mean, 50 cent 312s, you can't go wrong. So, yeah, that's all that's going on my weekend.
I've been doing a lot of, like, house cleaning and getting rid of a lot of old stuff, so... Most likely, I probably won't be there, but I'll be drinking at home as I sob and cleaning up the crazy mess around here.
Well, I drink in celebration. He drinks in depression. It's gonna be a messed up day.
You're gonna call me drunk, like, dude, this is awesome. How's it going?
Matt, you there?
No, I would never resort to suicide.
Like, yeah, I was just playing Call of Duty.
I would try to make meth before. But back to TV. What is your show that you've been on?
Lately, Like, as in terms of on TV?
Yeah, you mentioned if I was watching any TV, I said Breaking Bad, and we never got back to it. But Breaking Bad's an amazing show. They have seasons 1 through 4 on Netflix, and I think 5 just finished, and they're working on the final season right now, which is 6.
I talked about Todd and the Book of Pure Evil.
That's canceled, okay, though. That's canceled. You're fucking watching reruns, man. People, a lot of people probably have already seen that show.
It's true.
You gotta give them something new to watch.
Arrow. You don't like Arrow?
It reminds me of a lot of The Cape. Do you remember The Cape?
Yeah, I remember The Cape. It doesn't remind me about The Cape at all.
It reminds me a lot of The Cape. Wait. Second off, like, the dude lives on a desert island. A deserted island, not desert.
Desert island?
Deserted island, no one there. Tries to live on his own. And he finds a way of making a bow and arrow. Then he masters the skill. And then he goes from playboy, philanthropist.
Have you seen?
And become a fucking superhero.
Have you seen more than 2 episodes?
I have. I've seen about 4.
Okay, then you fucking missed out on a lot then, because there's it. It shows him meeting, you know, I can't pronounce the Asian guy's name, but the one who trained him on the island.
Oh yeah.
It shows him meeting that guy.
Dude, like. And then, like, all the advanced technology he's doing, he shot the arrow into the wall and he started taking all the information. Like, really? Really?
Okay, if Batman can do it.
Batman's Batman, though. Everybody expects it from Batman. But the Green Arrow, the first episode, he's fucking learning how to suck up data. Like, he didn't go through a trial error phase, and no one else knows about it. Like, he built this thing on his own. I don't think a playboy's that talented. Batman went through trial and error. Like, he trained himself on this stuff.
You're really missing out on a lot, especially in the last 3 episodes, because it goes over that shit.
How many episodes are on? 7?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'll pass on Arrow. Like, I was excited when it came out, because, like, I know Green Arrow. Not so excited after I seen the first couple episodes. Like, wait, that's a little too much.
Like, the last episode, they had the Royal Flush Gang. Which was a really good episode. It was a really, really good episode. The episode before that, they had Deathstroke. Really, really great episode.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You have to, like, give it a chance.
I did. My chances are 3 episodes. Same thing with comic books. I have to read 3 comics. And if I don't like it by the end of the 3rd comic, I'll give up on the series.
Yeah, once you watch episode 4 going forward, it's a lot better. And this is what I've talked about this with many of my geek friends at work, and they agreed with me. Like, the first 3 episodes was kind of like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And then once you get to episode 4, it's like, okay, this is good. I'm like, this is leeway. You're getting better. And as each week progresses, it gets better and better.
Yeah, but back to Breaking Bad. It's an amazing TV show.
It is an amazing TV show. So is Arrow.
No, I'll stop at Breaking Bad.
Fuck you.
Want to jump into one more song?
Yeah,
and then close this up?
Yeah, let's jump into one more song while I beat the shit out of you for saying Arrow sucks.
What do you want to listen to?
You know what? Let's listen to, why can't I think of this band's name right now? Still Alive.
Still Alive? What song?
Tonight is the Night.
Let me, look for it. He actually pulled that one out of his ass, guys. I don't know how he did it, but this was a test, and he passed.
Boom shakalaka. Yes, I just pulled out an NBA Jam reference. Thank you.
That was Still Alive. The band's Still Alive. Tonight's the Night.
And you can actually download that entire album for free if you go over to facebook.com/ Still Alive Chicago. They also got a show tomorrow, too, in Lake Villa, if you guys, any guys are up that way, at Swing State. It starts at 6 p.m., all-ages show, $6. Can't really go wrong. Can't really go wrong. They're headlining the event, so, with other bands, The Public Divide, Max Winston's Flying Circus, Ego at the Door. So, go check them out.
Pretty dope. I better go check them out, if I could get over there.
Yeah.
Lake Villa.
I don't drive, so.
Pansy. Anyways, yes, let's,
It's time to, close the show up a bit.
Call it quits.
Pretty much. Per usual, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Pirate Radio Chicago.
Like us.
Like us. Definitely like us. Follow us on Twitter, PIRACHIC.
That's Pyrychick.
Pyrychick. Which is such a stupid name. I don't know who decided that one.
Shit happens.
It's like Pyrychick.
You picky bitch. Finish the fucking closing.
And then, also, you know, PirateRadioChicago.com. Email us if you have any bands that you'd like to recommend, or if you're in a band, or if you just like the show. We like to hear feedback from you guys, or what we're doing good, what we're doing wrong.
And if you guys got any suggestions for bands, local Chicago bands that no longer play together, and you have some of their music, we're down for playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, yes.
And so, with that being said, thank you, Wichita.
And buy yourself a Twinkie on eBay.
Thanks for supporting the local scene. Life for me.